A whisper of cool morning air rippled the curtains of 6-year-old Thomas Cavanaugh's bedroom window, bringing with it the sweet breath of the lilacs planted outside. The hint of cow manure lingered, even after the breeze died, but the boy barely noticed. He was used to it. He sat up in bed, his mom's soft singing drifting into the room from the garden outside. Thomas liked it when his mom sang. The voice somehow as sweet as the flower's scent. He dressed, pulling on a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe t-shirt and black shorts, before he bounded down the stairs and outside to a long rectangle of a vegetable garden his dad had cut in the yard with his tractor and field plow. Sweet corn rose in straight green stalks in that garden, as did peas, cabbages, onions, and other vegetables he pushed around his plate until his mom got tired of waiting for him to eat and took them away. Strawberries were Thomas's favorite, but his mom had yet to work her way to the berry patch at the end of the garden. She knelt in the rows of green beans that grew closest to the house, her floppy straw hat hiding her short blonde hair, some song from the radio on her lips, as she pulled weeds with hands covered with big leather gloves. Thomas knelt in the garden, just like his mom, but he didn't pull weeds.
"Sometimes it's hard to tell the good plants from the bad plants, Tommy," his dad had explained when Thomas asked to help.
Yesterday, the day before, last week? Thomas didn't remember. He liked to help. And if his mom had to pull those awful weeds, they must be awful if she wanted them gone, Thomas wanted to do that too. Today, though, Thomas simply waited quietly for his mom to work her way from the green beans through the sweet corn and to the strawberries. Sunlight shone through drops of dew hanging from the corn leaves, tiny, fragile diamonds. Thomas held his face close enough to the drops, he could see their light split into colors. To him, they were magic. "I call you on the phone, but you're not there." His mom's singing came softly through the sweet corn. She was closer now. "I sit at home alone and wonder where." A smile slid across Thomas's face. She always sang in the garden. If she sang, she was happy. And if she was happy, she might let him eat a few strawberries without even washing them. "Can't eat or sleep. I miss your touch." Clouds gathered over the garden from seemingly nowhere, swelling like an enormous bag of burnt microwave popcorn. The cool morning breeze was stifled, and a burst of hot air pushed against Thomas's cheek, as if someone blew across his face. The air popped, pushing against his eardrums.
"Huh?"
Thomas grunted, his voice too soft for his mother to hear over her Lisa Loman song. She didn't react to the pop, or the clouds, or the hot burst of furnace air.
"Mom?"
he whispered, the word muffled as if he'd said it through a pillow. A cornleaf to his right shook, and he turned toward it. The long, blade-like leaf dipped. The sudden movement broke the dewdrop's hold on the plant, and the dew fell to the ground. Thomas froze and stared at the cornstalk, twice as tall as his 6-year-old body, but still too young to grow corn. His mom's song dropped into the hum she used whenever she forgot the words, but Thomas couldn't hear her anymore, not really. The world became quiet and out of focus, everything except the corn stalk. A tiny foot stepped from behind the stalk about halfway up the plant and settled on a leaf. The foot had no shoes. The lithe leg attached to it had no pants. His throat grew tight as a woman, a tiny woman, slowly stepped from behind the stalk, stood on the leaf and smiled, her face radiating joy. Her smile was the only thing that kept Thomas from running. "You've brought me pain," his mom sang, but the words sounded as if she were underwater. "Why do you mean so much?" The tiny woman, only as tall as the He-Man toys in his room, wore a shiny white dress, her hair red as a crayon. He leaned closer to look at her like he had at the dewdrop, but she stepped back to hide behind the cornstalk. He stopped and squinted. Her face was delicate and pretty like his mom's.